You almost need a scorecard to keep track of everything that's going on here. We've got six people in total, each of whom was charged with multiple charges. So there were some men who were charged for offenses relating to grabbing up Florence against her will, transporting her down to the wharf area where this impromptu meeting took place. There are others who are charged with keeping her there against her will, and there are others still who are charged with, charged with the actual physical assault on her. She was struck quite forcefully, is the word that that the judge used.
Well, what can you tell us about the kidnappers? I understand one of them is actually from the Land Transport Association.
These are almost, the entire crowd was populated mostly by taxi and bus drivers, all of whom work around the cruise ship, you know, shuttling tourists back and forth from the wharf into the town. And it was a result of criticisms that Florence had made about these people that resulted in this sort of angry and violent response. There is one person still facing charges. Those are of unlawful assembly, and that's Elton Warwar, who is the vice president of the Port Vila and the Vaterland Transport Association. That's the association that handles all of the professional drivers on this island.
Well, going back to the previous week's decision, now 50 people witnessed the incident at the wharf, but none of them were willing to identify the attackers of Florence Lincoln. You don't have to be a movie character to go, right.
That was a rather restrained version of the response that that we saw here in Port Vila last week and over the weekend. The judge in the case was quite pointed in his language. He paused in the delivery of this decision and said, you know, the fact that out of 50, probably closer to 60 people, who all of whom knew exactly what was happening, that, you know, the fact that not one of them came forward was, and these are his words, an indictment on our society. They're probably the most damning characterization that you could expect from a member of the judiciary. People were quite upset, actually, about the fact that three men who were accused of assaulting Florence were acquitted. The plain fact is that the evidence just wasn't there, and that's what the judge decided. There were also charges that some had issued death threats against her. Again, this was never proved in a court of law. So the people who were charged with those particular offenses were acquitted last week. And this is where a lot of people felt that, you know, that Florence hadn't received the full measure of justice that she deserved.
On another matter, an expat pilot is alleging that he was assaulted by two drunk police officers at a hotel. Take us through what happened there.
Well, this happened early on Saturday morning. I got a call from the person who was affected by it. He is a local pilot, and he was at a local hotel, heard some people being extremely rowdy. They had been so, you know, pretty much all through the night, and he went to ask them to quiet down and ended up being the recipient of what he characterizes as a lot of swearing, some physical abuse, a couple of blows landed rather glancingly, and significant threats against his health and safety. And so he was quite shaken by the whole event. It later transpired that one of these people at least claimed to be a police officer himself, and he was arrested, detained, and broke free from that restraint, tried to assault this pilot again, and was finally carted off to jail. We tried to contact the police department to get a confirmation on all of these details, and they basically said they had no information available. So we're still following this case. We want to make sure that if a crime was committed, and if it was indeed a member of the police, that they will face justice just the same as everybody else.
So the police are going to try and investigate the police?
That seems to be the case.